Hallelujah. 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 God, we give you the highest praise because you are so worthy of the highest praise. You are worthy of all honor. You are worthy of all praise. That's why we worship you, because you are worthy to be praised and worthy to be worshiped. You said the hour is come and now is that those who worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. So we thank you for the spirit of the living God that dwells on the inside of every believer, and we worship you from the bottom of our hearts tonight. We come to you as humbly as we can. We submit and surrender our will unto you tonight, and we say, Lord, be on this prayer line. Have your way in the midst of your people. We thank God. This is the day you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. So, Lord, as we come before your throne of grace to pray, we come into the sanctuary to pray, we come to the altar of Almighty God to pray. Your word says to pray without ceasing. So, Lord, we're going to pray, we're going to believe you, and we're going to intercede and stand in the gap, stand on the wall, yes, and do what we need to do to glorify your name.
Yes.
So many are going through so much. Many are the affliction of the righteous, but your word says that you will deliver us from them all. So we thank you for your word. We thank you that as the rain and the snow comes down, your word also will not come back void,
yes, sir,
but it shall accomplish that which you sent it to do. So as we go forward to pray, we believe by faith that you're going to honor us tonight. We believe by faith that you hear us from heaven tonight.
Yes.
We believe by faith that you already have an angelic host on assignment, ready to be dispatched on our behalf to do the invisible work that we cannot do in the flesh. So, Lord, we lay down every weight, every sin, every burden that so easily beset us, and we fixed our eyes on Jesus tonight, the author and finisher of our faith.
Yes.
And, Lord, stir up the gift of God in every listener, every caller. You know what they stand in the need of tonight. You know what their household is in need of. You know, Father God, every burden, every want, every desire. Your word says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. So we want the joy of the Lord to be our strength tonight. We want to pray, Lord, knowing that you will answer all prayers. We want to come to you submitting, surrendering, and bowing ourselves down to the mighty God. You are Alpha and Omega. You are the first and the last. You are the beginning and the end. That's why we look to you, the author and finisher of our help. Our help comes from the Lord. So, Lord, as we pray, whether we omit it or admit it, Lord, we pray that you honor us, because you said in your word, if we pray according to your will, this is the confidence that we have.
Yes,
we know that you hear us. And if you hear us, we know what we ask of you. So, Lord, as we go into this tonight, with two or more gathered, you be in the midst. And we thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit being on this prayer line tonight. I'm just going to read a scripture at the outset, and I'm going to open in prayer tonight. Coming from James, the 5th chapter, that 13th verse, the Bible says, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with the oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith, watch this, church, shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed any sins, they shall be forgiven him.
Yes.
Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman availeth much. So as we go into pray tonight, The Bible says if there's any sick among you, we're believing for healing tonight. If any is afflicted, some are persecuted, some are in pain tonight, some are going through long suffering. It says, come and let them pray for thee. Let them pray for you. So we are gathered here tonight to pray.
Yes.
To pray for people. To pray for our brothers and our sisters in Christ.
Yes.
To pray for the body of Christ at large. To pray for one another that we all might be healed. So I thank God that I'm standing in the need of prayer tonight. I believe that you are standing in the need of prayer tonight. So as we go forward by faith, I believe that God is healing the sick, setting the afflicted free. And if any of us have committed sins, the Bible says he'll raise us up and forgive us of our sins. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. We speak and remind you of your word because your word get your attention. Lord, without the word, we are nothing. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. So we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for Logos word. And we thank you for the Rhema word. We thank you for revelation knowledge tonight. In the name of Jesus. We pray and plead the blood over every situation that we're facing. Lord, have mercy on us. Your grace and your mercy is sufficient. We understand that favor is following us all the days of our lives, but the warfare and the demonic activity and the hour in which we are living has increased. So, Lord, right now, even though we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against wickedness, against rulers in darkness and high places, against governing spirits. We tear down every stronghold, and we make it obedient tonight and to the will of Almighty God. Every familiar spirit, every generational curse, everything that has been passed down, whether it's in our characteristics, whether it's in our traits and our tendencies, whether it's in our personality or our bloodline, if it's not of your will, we curse it right now in the name of Jesus. And we say, Lord, have your way. Remove every stumbling block. Remove every mountain. Remove every hindrance in the matchless name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy on our souls tonight. We need you, and we cry out to you tonight. Forgive us for our sins, known and unknown. Forgive us, Lord, for hurting and wounding and doing things, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Charge it to our head and not our hearts. The body of Christ needs you, Lord. Your churches need you like never before. Have mercy, Lord, from the pew to the pulpit. Have mercy, Lord, on every family that's going through in this season of recession. Have mercy, Lord, for that marriage that's on the rocks. Have mercy, Lord, for that angry teenager who is contemplating all kinds of craziness in the name of Jesus. And Lord, minister to us tonight, those at New Creation Christian Ministries, those on this prayer line, those in the state of New Jersey and the state of Florida, the state of California, all 52 states represented in these United States of America. Lord, we say have mercy on our nation, even as the debate goes forward tonight. President Barack Obama and his opponent, Romney, in the name of Jesus, Lord, have mercy on our political system. Do a work that we cannot do. Hallelujah. We're crying out to you, a God that have all the answers. We're crying out to you for our leaders and our politicians and clergy. We're crying out to you, those who operate in the fivefold office of the ministry gifts. We're crying out to you, every parishioner, every congregant, every member of a church. We're crying out to you, and we're saying, Lord, have your way. I feel the Holy Ghost. Lord, have your way tonight. We need your peace, which surpass all understanding. We need a greater increase of love toward one another. We need understanding and knowledge and more wisdom, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let us be slow to anger. Let us be slow to speak. Let us be quick to listen in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we need you. We need you to come in like a rushing mighty wind into our churches. We need you to come in like a rushing mighty wind into our marriages. We need you to come in like a rushing mighty wind into our careers and our workplaces and our neighborhoods and our schools and educational systems. In the name of Jesus, Lord, stop the violence in our country. Stop the violence. Domestic Violence Month is recognized. In the name of Jesus, we highlight domestic violence. And we say, Lord, have mercy on that wife that's being abused. Have mercy on that husband that's being abused. Have mercy, Lord, if children are being abused in their homes. And we say, cut back, Lord, the hand of the attacker. Cut back, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the desire of the pedophile, the pervert, and the molester, in the name of Jesus. Turn back, Lord, the unhealthy and ungodly and evil desire that seemed to master so many in our day. Lord, have mercy in the name of Jesus. And we need you like never before. So, Lord, come right now. We're asking and we're interceding on behalf of the backslider, on behalf of the prodigal son or the prodigal daughter, on behalf of that person who has seen to have lost their way toward the things of God. We say, have mercy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We need you. And your word said, if we cry out to you, you'll hear us and you'll save us. And right now we're crying out to a God. We are wailing out to a God. We are travailing tonight, and we are tarrying, and we are fighting the good fight of faith. You said the kingdom of God suffereth violence, but the violence taketh by force. And right now, Lord, we don't want to be timid in our approach. We don't want to be passive in our approach. We don't want to be scared in our approach, but we want to be bold. We want to have courage tonight. We want to come with diligence tonight, and we want to say, Lord, have your way. We want to pray on purpose. We want to pray in the name of Jesus with a heart of compassion for our brother and our sister. We want to pray, Lord, looking at this economy and looking at our educational system, looking at so many strung out on drugs and alcohol, looking at a prison system in the name of Jesus and a penal system in the name of Jesus and a justice system in the name of Jesus that need mercy and need grace and need to be fixed in so many areas. We're looking, Lord, hallelujah, at your grace and your mercy, which is sufficient for all of us. So, Lord, have your way tonight. Have your way tonight. Thank you for a powerful women's conference. Women got loose. Woman, thou art loose. Men got delivered and set free. Women got delivered and set free. Lives were radically changed for the glory of God. We now have unshakable faith. We now have radical faith. We now have uncompromising faith in the name of Jesus. So I thank you for the New Creation Church family as we ministered all weekend long, spotlighting women, single mothers, in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy on that single parent that's trying to raise her children by herself. Lord, have mercy on that grandmother who have taken in family members to raise them and nurture them and cultivate them. Lord, have mercy on that aunt or that cousin or that uncle or that relative that have took in loved ones in the name of Jesus and minister to our teenage girls. Let them know that they're beautiful. Let them know that they're valuable. Continue to do the work of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, warriors on the front line, you put us on the front line because this battle is not ours, but it belongs to you. So as we pray in the name of Jesus, as we pray tonight, Lord, we need your grace and we need your mercy. So, Lord, we say, have your way. Have your way in the name of Jesus. Have your way in the name of Jesus. And we need you, Lord. We need you like never before. And we say, Lord, have your way. Glory be to God as we move forward by prayer, knowing that the prayer of faith and the power of prayer is being right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, going forward. Hallelujah. We love you tonight, and we glorify you tonight, and we magnify you tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. We worship you, O God. You are worthy. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. We magnify your name on tonight. You are worthy. O God, you alone are worthy to be praised. There's none like you, Lord. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are, O God. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love, O God. Lord, we just glorify your name on tonight. You are worthy. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We magnify your name. You're worthy. O kosha lemeke shanama. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Erico 860, your hand is raised. Do you have a prayer request?
Yes. Pastor Rebecca?
Yes.
Oh, good. I'm glad you can hear me. I'm in a transition in my life, and I'm just asking God for the right job and just his direction.
Direction. Okay. What is your name? What is
Kristen.
Kristen. That's K-R-I-S-T-E-N?
I am,
Kristen. Okay, and you're in transition. Amen. Let me pray for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you on tonight. You are worthy to be praised. There is none like you, Lord, and we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your daughter, for Kristen, oh God. We thank you for her life, oh God. We thank you, Lord, even for her diligence, Father God, in coming to the prayer line on tonight. God, we just ask that you would have your way in her life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, continue to give her direction, Father God. Show her the way that she should go, Father God, even in the area of a new job, oh God. We just thank you, Father God, for doors opening up. We thank you, Father God, for employment, oh God. We thank you for opportunity, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you on today. We worship you, oh God. We worship you. We worship you, oh God. I thank you for the heart. My God, Christian, I see doors opening up to you. I just see double doors. And double doors represent double blessings. And God said he has blessings in store for you. He wants you to be diligent. You know, I see you getting a little bit weary. But God says continue to be diligent. And because of the pureness of your heart, because of your faithfulness, you have a heart for God, and God said he will never abandon you, will never forsake you, he will never let you down. So he's saying to you on tonight, Kristen, don't grow weary in well-doing. Don't grow weary, huh? Don't grow weary in well-doing. God's restoring your strength. He's restoring your strength. God said he's going to renew your strength like that of the eagles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And even in the repositioning, not only the transitioning with the job, but God is transitioning some other things in your life. And God is saying, flow with me. He wants you to flow. I just see you flowing. I see the resistance coming down in your life. And I see you flowing in certain areas. And God says that's what he's been waiting for from you, for you to let go and let him have his way. God wants to have his way. He says continue to let him direct your path. He's taking you on the path of success. I see a lot of success. There's been some letdown and some failure that you have encountered even recently. And God said count that as part of the experience because he's taking you to higher heights. The Lord is taking you to higher heights, and everything that you have experienced thus far, God says, has been to build you up, to equip you for where God is taking you. So the doors are opening. I do see double doors. I don't know how many applications, but there are some applications that God has yet for you to fill out, and those doors are going to, they're open. They're already open. You just have to keep moving forward. Hallelujah. Flow with God. Hallelujah. So, Lord, I just thank you for my sister. I thank you for the blessings that are before her, oh God. I thank you for the open doors, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for transition. We touch and agree with her, oh God, that what you have for her is for her. We bind up Satan right now in the name. I see warfare. Even coming against your future, what God has for you, the warfare has been intense. Hallelujah. But God says continue to press, continue to fight. Don't give up. I just hear God saying, don't give up. Don't give up. God says, I'm not a man that I should lie. people have disappointed you and let you down and lied to you. And you've been disappointed. You've been lied to. And God says, I'm not a man that I should lie. Put your trust in me. Don't lean on flesh. Don't lean on flesh. The Lord says, put your trust in me, because when I do it, everybody, including you, Christian, everybody's going to know that I did it, says the Lord. Hallelujah. God says something. He has some very succinct plans for you. Hallelujah. He's not forgotten you. My God, I hear God say, I have not forgotten. I have not forgotten. Hallelujah. So, Lord, I just thank you. Hallelujah. For remembering my sister. Yes. My God. And God said, he catching every tear. Every tear that you cry, he said, weeping has endured for night, but it's morning. He said, joy comes in the morning, and it's morning. Hallelujah. So it's time for your tears to either dry your tears, my sister. God is getting ready to bring you into a season of joy. He's going to give you joy for your morning. Hallelujah. I don't know what's going on, but I just see darkness, but I see the sun shining. My God, I see the sun shining through the darkness. Hallelujah. So, Lord, I just thank you. The clouds are moving out. Hallelujah, Lord, I just thank you. Hallelujah. For, Father God, the sunshine in my sister's life, oh God. Continue to have your way. Let your will be done. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we touch and agree with her on tonight. Even now that she's walking into her season of joy, her season of blessings, oh God. And Lord, we just thank you for my sister right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, my sister. Hallelujah. My God. And then Pastor Emily says, favor is following you. My God, favor is following you. Favor is following you. Goodness and mercy, my God, are following you. You are in store for a great blessing, and we want to hear the praise report, so make sure you call us back and let us know. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Rebecca, I just wanted to let you know, yes, I actually got served divorce papers today.
Jesus.
So but I'm very thankful that he was the one to file, so I didn't have to. And it was a domestic violence situation, and he was not well in his mind. So I feel like God set me free from something that was holding me back.
My God.
Morning.
He showed me that the cloud's moving out, the darkness and the sun is shining. Yes, yeah. My God. Hallelujah. This is your season of joy. Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
My God. The tears are, this is it. No more crying, Christian.
Amen.
Jesus. My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Well, my sister, you go ahead. You go ahead and walk into your season.
Amen. Amen. I just started, I was finishing my college degree program. I'm an older student. And I was at the end of it, and I was saying, God, I'm not interested in this education. I'm really just not, I don't like it. And my neighbors started coming to me. We live in a multicultural community, and they were saying, will you help me with English? And then it was like a light went on, and I just thought, I want to work with people from other cultures, and I want to teach English. And it just, I just started to really feel like I want to go to other countries. I want to witness to Muslims. And so I go to the bus stop every day, and the kids are all speaking Arabic. I'm just like, I am falling in love with these little kids, and they are falling in love with me. And what is amazing about it is they're going to know that this lady that always talks to them at the bus stop is a Christian.
Yes.
And they're going to feel the love of God. And
yes.
I think that's, I mean, I just feel like I see things changing. And before, I felt so confused about where do I fit in. I felt like I didn't know who I was. And then while my marriage was falling apart, I had a serious incident of temptation, which I never experienced anything like in my life. It was demonic. And I didn't give in to it. And I just thank God that I didn't, because I was able to testify to the person afterward that I'm a Christian. And that it was a testimony to them, because I'm somebody that's in a low position in life and the other person is in a high position in life. And I think it was a shock to them that I didn't jump at the chance. And only by the Spirit and the grace of God did I not fall.
Yes.
So I just think I give him all the glory because nothing in my flesh was on the right track. And God stopped it.
Yes, my God, hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord, my sister. That's a praise report. That was the devil doors, the opportunity open for you to do your missions work, being a blessing and being blessed by what the desire of your heart really is to do. So you go ahead and you walk forward into your destiny, hallelujah, because this is the season that God's going to use you for his glory. So you just go ahead and move forward and know that the best is yet to come for you.
Thank you, Pastor Rebecca. I will call you with a praise report when I have that job.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, my sister. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. You are worthy, O Lord. Hallelujah. You're worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Area code 908, your hand is raised. Did you have a prayer request?
Yes, I do. This is Brother Emil Brown. I do have a prayer request, but let me just state by saying that I'm very grateful for a lot of things that's been going on in my life besides the this crisis situation that Daniel and I've been dealing with. I just want to request prayer for not just her, but in changing my mindset, because I haven't been a good person lately, and I know right from wrong, and a lot of times I say things or do things and I end up revisiting the past, so to speak. But I just want to request prayer, not just for myself but for her definitely, because I'm trying to do so much as one individual and as a husband and as a man to show her the man that she needs to be with. And sometimes I find my manhood, sometimes I find a lot of things testing. You know, it's like I'm constantly being tested.
Yes.
And, you know, you could say it's the enemy or what have you, but it's like every time I turn around, I try to alleviate, you know, from us getting into a misunderstanding or what have you. And I find sometimes, you know, saying things that I really don't mean to say or do or what have you.
Yes.
You know, it's not that I don't love her, because I do love her to death, but it's like I'm trying to do the best that I can. It's like a struggle. She's so used to having this and that, and I'm not able to come through like I want to, and it hurts me. It bothers me. It does.
Yes.
It really does.
Yes, amen. Well, the Bible says...
And I just got to keep it real. I can't sit and betray a certain image and not tell what's going on, because I mean, you know, to a certain extent I gotta keep it real.
Yes, amen, amen. We're going to pray for you. The Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual principalities, wickedness in high places. So, you know, basically what's happening is the devil, the thief, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And the enemy has come in like a flood, trying to destroy you, trying to destroy your marriage, trying to destroy your future. And you have to fight, you know, continue to fight. And that's what you're doing by calling the prayer line and by making the confession unto your sin. And now, you know, the other thing is to make a conscious decision to fight by changing, you know, as much as you can to begin to make the necessary changes, because God has given you power. The Bible says that we shall receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon us, and you are Christian. So you have that power on the inside of you. You have to push through the pressure, push through the temptation to say stuff that will hurt your wife, and just continue to move forward. You know, just cut it off. Take every thought captive. Change that negative energy into something positive. And when you want to say something bad, just turn it into something good. Make your mouth say something good instead of saying the bad. Because the flesh, there's no good thing in your flesh. but God lives on the inside of you, brother. So I'm going to pray for you. My husband's going to pray for you, and we believe, God, that he's going to break that yoke off of your life. We have an anointing here that can destroy every yoke, destroy the yoke. So we're going to pray for the yoke to be destroyed, that yoke of anger, that yoke of whatever it is that's trying to, that demonic yoke that wants to make you do wrong when you want to do wrong, right? When you want to do right. And Paul talked about that in his flesh. He said, I want to do right, but the wrong I hate, I do. And so you're not the first one that has walked in this, but Paul said, by Jesus, I'm able to conquer it. And the same thing is only by Jesus are we able to conquer the wrong. Let me pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name. Lord, we thank you for our brother Amel, oh God, and his wife Daniela. Father God, we just, Father God, pray over this marriage, oh Father God, that you, Father God, will bring them to a blessed union. Even as they, Father God, are going through the growing pains of being married, oh God, married, oh God. We bind up Satan right now. I bind up the hands of Satan off of them, off of Brother Amel's life, off of Amel's life. I bind up Satan right now. I bind up the stronghold. I bind up the strong man. I bind him up right now, and I loose peace and healing over my brother's life from all of the pain of the past. I come against those remembrances, those old memories coming back to haunt him, any lies that the devil is telling him right now. I renounce every lie in the name of Jesus. I tear it down. I cast it into the sea of fire right now in the name of Jesus. I declare healing over his life, oh God, in the name of Jesus, by the stripes of Christ. He is healed. He is a warrior for Christ. He is a mighty man of valor. He is healed. He is delivered. He is set free. Satan, loose him. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Take your grips off of this man. Take your grips off of his mind. Take your grips off of his marriage. Take your grips off of his heart right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Loose him from the anger, the bitterness, the pain right now in the name of Jesus. We declare him loose right now from the evil spirit. Satan, take your grips off of him in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We rebuke you, Satan. Hallelujah. Trying to come against this man, trying to come against his marriage, his wife, in the name of Jesus. And we declare total healing. We declare healing by the stripes of Jesus. He is healed. We renounce you, oh God. Oh God, we renounce Satan right now in the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
we cast it away. We silence every wagging tongue trying to come against this man, trying to come against him, he's trying to walk with God. We order his steps. We order his steps right now on the path, the straight and narrow, in the name of Jesus. He is free in Christ and free indeed, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And my brother, keep fighting. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you give him the ability.
Yes, God.
The greater one is on the inside of him than he that is in this world. Now, Father God, remind him that he's more than a conqueror.
Yes, God.
Remind him that he can do all things through Christ who strengthens him. Remind him that there is no condemnation unto those of us who are in Christ Jesus. And finally, remind him that he is a new man. He is a new person. He is a different person. So Satan, we rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And brother, God is saying you are free, and you need to walk in the power and the authority and the ability that he has given you. So we pray and we agree with you and your family that you already got the victory in Jesus' name. No weapon formed against you, your mind, your future, your success, your ambitions, your goals. Brother, it's already secured. You will be married till death do you part. We speak it and declare over your life. The two shall become one flesh, submitting one to another in the fear and admonition of the Lord. So your marriage is blessed, your house is blessed, and your future is blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. Walk in victory, my brother. You got it, man.
Jesus.
Keep fighting,
Jesus.
Keep struggling,
Jesus.
But you already got the victory.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. You
Thank
already
you for
got
believing
the victory.
In me.
You already got the victory, my brother.
You already got the victory. Keep listening. You got the victory. You and your wife are blessed and highly favored of God, and He's watching over you. We declare it over your life. You're a strong kingdom man.
Yes.
You're a man of valor, and you're not a weak man. You're a strong man of courage.
God.
So go forward by faith. Hallelujah.
My God. And Brother Mel, even as Pastor Emily was speaking about you being a strong kingdom man, that's what God was saying. He said, you are a king. You are royalty. I come against every word curse that's been spoken over your life, every negative word. You've been told that you'll never be nothing. You've been told you're just like so-and-so. You've been told that you're nothing. But God says you are somebody. You are somebody. He said He created you to be somebody. And every lie that the devil has told you is a lie. It's just that God says the devil is a liar. You are somebody. You are somebody. I break every word curse that's been spoken over your life right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Loose them up. You are somebody. You are somebody. You can be happy. You are successful. You are the top. You are not the bottom. You are not dirt. You are not a dog. You're not a no good, filthy nobody. You are somebody. Your brother is a liar. I break every word curse that is spoken over you. Your tower, every lie that the devil told you when you were a little boy, I come against it right now in the name of Jesus. You are king. You are royalty. You are royalty. You are royalty. You are a real man. You are a man. You are a man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You are more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. You're a warrior, my brother. Hallelujah. You are more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I renounce every word curse right now. I see it. It's the word curses. It's the word that was spoken over you. Hallelujah. And we break the spell. We break it off of you right now in the name of Jesus. We break it off. My God, in the name of Jesus, fill them with the Holy Ghost, God. Fill them with your spirit. Fill them with your Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ah, that's it. That's it. Drink deeply. Yeah, that's it. Let God fill you up with His Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God, you got it, brother. You got it. Every time you trip up, they say the righteous man will fall 7 times, but God, he gets back up again. The key is to keep getting up.
I'm trying so hard.
Hallelujah.
And I'm empty inside.
Yeah.
And I reach out to y'all for spiritual guidance because I used to be lost.
Yes.
I was never told how to love a person, love myself.
You're a new creation. You're a new creation.
I try so hard to be arguing. I try to tell her that I'm all worn down.
But I'm only one person.
You understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah, he's healing you.
And it hurts when I
look
at a certain way or when she comes back at me.
Don't tell all your business on the air, but we're going to counsel you guys, so don't worry. We got that set up already, so don't worry about it. God's got you.
I just had so much on my chest. I need to get it out.
Okay. Amen. Well, get it out then. Amen. Get it out. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to keep you in prayer. And we have an appointment. We have an appointment for this week, so we'll talk to you, and we'll be able to talk to you.
I don't
want to
take away from the other prayer.
No, you're important. God wants you to know you're important to Him.
But I am trying. I swear.
So that's why we're here, because you're important to God. Amen. You go from
Thank you, sister.
Somebody. Okay.
Thanks.
All right. God bless you, my brother. We love you.
God bless you. I love y'all, too.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what God is about. He's about healing and delivering. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Setting us free. We're going to do prayer. tonight.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are going to continue
yes.
in prayer. The prayer requests are coming through.
Yes.
At this time, we're going to open up the phone lines for more prayer requests or those who are part of the New Creation Church family. If you can please announce yourself, if you're one of the prayer warriors, pray. If you're one of the prayer warriors, please announce yourself tonight that you're on the line, and we're going to move forward in prayer. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. And we're going to keep moving forward in the spirit of prayer. There's an anointing that destroys every yoke.
Yes.
And we are going to move forward in prayer.
Yes.
The other 908, I see your hand. We're gonna take more prayer requests. But our new creation, the intercessors, the prayer warriors, are you on the line tonight?
Prophetess is here.
God bless you, Prophetess. I did hear you. God bless you. Is there anyone from this Elsa who's an intercessory prayer warrior from New Creation Church?
What do you think is what you got?
Was there anyone else from New Creation? Intercessory prayer warrior? Prophetess, I'm going to ask you to pray next. As let me just see this prayer request. I see a hand raised, area code 908. Was that a prayer request from you?
Yes. How are you today?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi. Praise the Lord, everybody. How are you doing today?
Yes, we're doing well. You had a prayer request?
Yes. Pastor, I'd like to pray for my husband. He's been having a lot of bad dreams lately, and every time he has bad dreams, he always really have a hard time sleeping at night. So I just
Amen.
Need prayer for him and myself, please.
Amen. God bless you. We will lift that up.
Okay.
Our prophet is.
My
we
name
want you
Veronica.
To pray, but what was the last thing?
No, my name is Veronica, and his name is Billy.
Veronica, and his name is?
Billy.
Billy. Prophets, if you can lift up Veronica and Billy as far as insomnia, trouble sleeping, nightmares, and everything that she lifted up tonight, she wants you to pray for them, pray for their marriage, and also pray as far as his sleep is concerned, that what God would give him the peace. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we love you on tonight, oh God. We thank you for another opportunity, oh God, to assemble ourselves in your presence. Lord, we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for our life, health, and strength right now. We thank you for the activity of our limbs. We thank you for allowing us to be clothed in our right minds, oh God. We thank you for the mind to assemble ourselves on the prayer line on tonight, oh God. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that you still have us positioned on the front line, oh God, hallelujah, even concerning intercessory prayer, oh God. Lord, I thank you, oh God, for my pastors, oh God, the visionaries, oh God, hallelujah, of this vision, oh God. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for this being an outlet, oh God, an opening, hallelujah, for your people to reach out to, God, for healing
yeah.
and comfort, oh God, and deliverance, and to be set free. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for everyone that's assembled on the line on tonight. I thank you, oh God, that I'm assembled on the line tonight. I thank you, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, that you continually look past our faults and minister to our needs on today. Lord, I ask that
yeah.
you would just forgive me and forgive us of anything, oh God, that we might have said, anything that we might have done that wasn't pleasing in thy sight. Lord, our aim is to please you, oh God. Lord, we thank
yeah.
you, oh God, hallelujah, for binding up the hands of the enemy, oh God, in
yeah.
the name of Jesus. We thank you for
yeah.
keeping us with a sound mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you for blocking the hands of the enemy, oh God, hallelujah. We shall hear your word only, oh God, and they will see it. We thank you for your power, God. We thank you for your spirit, oh God. We thank you for the anointing, oh God. We thank you for the Holy Ghost on today, oh God. We thank
Jesus.
You for the Holy Ghost, which brings all things back to our remembrance, oh God, hallelujah, letting us know who we are, oh God. We thank you for
yes.
knowing that we are more than conquerors through you, oh God. We thank you for knowing
Lord, that we are walking in victory. We thank you for knowing that we are walking in love and not defeat on today,
yes.
Oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, hallelujah. The devil is yet defeated, oh God. You are exalted, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, for blessing us to have victory in our lives on today, oh God. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for your power and your presence that's on the line right now, oh God. We thank you for every prayer that's been lifted up already, oh God. We thank you, oh God, even for our sister, oh God, hallelujah, Veronica, which called
yes.
in, oh God, for prayer for herself and her husband, oh God, Billy, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you would just touch Brother Billy right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you would just give him peace, oh God, even as he slumbers and sleep at night. We bind up, oh God, hallelujah, the spirit of assassination, oh God, even in
come
his
on.
Dreams, oh God. We bind up every negative report, oh God, hallelujah. We believe in your report on today, oh God. We believe your report that he shall rest well, oh God. He shall rest easy, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah. You're going to give him rest in his soul. You're going to give him rest in his mind. You're going to give him rest in his spirit, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we bind up every demonic force, oh God, that's trying to attach itself to your manservant, oh God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We ask that you would just continue to fill him up, oh God. Fill him up with your anointing. Fill him up with your glory, oh God. Hallelujah. So that he's able to combat and to fight the hand of the enemy, oh God. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Because we're binding up the warfare right now. In the name of Jesus, the warfare
in
the mind. In the name
yes.
of Jesus, the warfare that's going on in the mind. We bind up the warfare that's going on in the mind. We bind up, oh God. Hallelujah. Every negative thought, oh God. Every negative thing that's trying to infiltrate the mind of the man of God. Hallelujah. He said, think on these things whatsoever things are loved. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever
yes.
things, oh God, are a good report. You told us to think on these. Allow your manservant, oh God, hallelujah, to think on your goodness, oh God, to think on what you've done for him, oh God, to think on where you brought him from, hallelujah, and to think on, oh God, where you're taking him to. In the name of Jesus, we bind up every spirit of distraction, every spirit,
Jesus.
Oh God, hallelujah, that's coming to hinder his walk with you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, continue to draw him nigh unto you as you're drawing nigh unto him. We thank you for knowing that you're calling, oh God. We thank you for knowing that you're speaking to him, oh God. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for stirring up his spirit, oh God. In the
yes,
name of
Lord.
Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, that you are trying to get his attention, oh God. We thank you, hallelujah, that you're calling him, oh God, hallelujah, unto you. And we thank you for calling him, oh God, to a closer relationship with you. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah. You're calling him into fellowship with you, oh God, hallelujah. And we thank you for knowing, oh God, that there is a war that's going on in his mind, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you for knowing already that he went, oh God, and the devil loses, hallelujah. We
yes.
thank you for the two or three that's on the line on tonight, oh God, interceding, oh God, on the behalf of our brother. We thank you for knowing that he shall go forth in victory, oh God, and not defeat. We ask that you would just encourage his wife, oh God, and bless their marriage, hallelujah. Bless their
yes,
union,
Lord.
Yes, God. And they all see her, hallelujah. The scripture says, how can two walk together except they agree, oh God. We
come
thank
on,
you, God,
come
hallelujah.
On.
Continue to bless them, oh God. Anoint that union, oh God. They all see her, hallelujah. God, continue to seal it, oh God, hallelujah. You get the glory out of their marriage, oh God. You get the glory out of their individual lives, oh God. We thank you for making provision for the promise, oh God. Everything that they have before you, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you for making a way already, oh God. We thank you for the way already being made. We thank you for the finances, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you for the healing of the body, oh God. We thank you for healing in the mind on tonight, oh God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
Yes,
we thank you, God. You told
Jesus.
Them to
yes.
ask, oh God, and they've been asking you some things. They have some things, oh God, at the altar, hallelujah. And we thank you for knowing that you're answering their prayers on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you for moving on their behalf, oh God. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Because you have not forgotten them. We thank you, God. Hallelujah.
You
have not forgotten. You have not forgotten your woman's servant labor of love. You have not forgotten her standing in the gap, oh God. You have not forgotten the tears that, hallelujah, that she shed, oh God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for the blessings of the Lord. They do make rich and add up no sorrow with it. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. For the blessings, oh God. Thank you for the blessings, oh God. We thank you for the miracles, oh God, that you have in store for that couple, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we believe that it's already done. We believe that it's already done. We believe that it's already done. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we just thank you, hallelujah, for sealing it on tonight, oh God, sealing it with the word of prayer, hallelujah. And we just thank you, oh God, for allowing us to lift up, hallelujah, the prayer requests of your people, oh God. We ask that you would just touch Mother Brown on tonight, oh God, even as she went forth for an eye procedure on today. We thank you for your divine healing, oh God. We thank you for manifestation of healing, oh God, concerning her eyesight. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for bringing her through successfully, oh God. We bind up complications, oh God. Lord, we speak forth the speedy recovery, oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, give her eyes to continue to see you, oh God. Continue, oh God, hallelujah, to give her eyesight, oh God, hallelujah. Yes, God, hallelujah, to do the thing that she needs to do, oh God, even raising her grandchildren, oh God, while her daughters, hallelujah, is wandering to and fro, God. Strengthen your woman servant, oh God, on tonight, hallelujah. Continue to encourage her heart. Continue to encourage her mind, oh God. Continue to build up her faith, oh God. Allow her to know that you are yet with her and for her. Bless her grandchildren, oh God, hallelujah, that she is raising all over again, oh God. We thank you for the love that she has for her grandchildren, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that she didn't want them, oh God, in the system, hallelujah. We thank you for allowing her to step up to the plate, oh God, hallelujah, to be that mother all over again, oh God. We thank you for a godly fearing woman, oh God, hallelujah, that's in their lives, oh God. We thank you for shielding them and protecting them, oh God, hallelujah, blessing them as they go back and forth to school, oh God. We thank you for keeping them while they're at school, oh God. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for your angels, oh God, that keep watch over them, blessing them going out and they're coming in. Continue to heal. Continue to deliver, oh God. Continue to set free in our household. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, I thank you, oh God, for Sister Geraldine, oh God. Hallelujah. The young lady that I even met in motor vehicle who was trying to make her way to the conference, oh God. I thank you, oh God, for you allowed her to reach out on last night. I thank you, oh God, hallelujah, believing that's a godly connection, oh God, to the ministry.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that there will be another opening, oh God, hallelujah, for her to come forth in fellowship, oh God, hallelujah,
Jesus,
with the ministry, oh God, hallelujah, that she's able to worship and to praise God together with us at the New Creation Christian Ministries family. Continue to bless her. Continue to bless her family, oh God. Continue to do what you do best, oh God. Hallelujah. Continue to have your way in her life. Thank you for my family, oh God. I thank you, hallelujah, for my son. I'm believing you, oh God, hallelujah, for his finances, oh God. We thank
bless
you, oh God,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless,
oh God, we're not receiving lack, oh God, hallelujah. The earth
Come
is
on.
The Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all they that dwell therein, oh God. We thank you, hallelujah, hallelujah, for allowing his hands to prosper in the things that that you're allowing him to go forth in, oh God. We thank you for every open door. We thank you for every opportunity, oh God, to worship you and praise you, hallelujah, for the instruments, oh God. I thank you for his son on today. Hallelujah. Thank you for blessing him in the preschool. Thank you for blessing
Jesus.
Him going out and they're coming in their travels, oh God. I thank you for the mom, oh God. I thank you for Sister Shaniqua tonight and all of my family members and loved ones. And I thank you for my church family, oh God. Continue to bless us, oh God, and we shall be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You,
Sister Veronica and our brother Billy, I believe.
Yes.
That God is turning that situation around.
Yes.
I know there's a special anointing on this prayer line tonight,
yes,
even as prophetess interceded with the rest of us believing you for you and your husband and your family, your faithfulness in calling this prayer line. God is moving in such a unique way tonight, even as we read that scripture to pray for one another that we might be healed. And that's what's happening tonight. God is pleased. I feel as though heaven is rejoicing. The Holy Spirit is here in this sanctuary. He's here in every home represented on this phone line, on this internet line, on this medium, this intercessory prayer room. And I believe that God has already met us. We're going to move forward by faith. And we're going to open up the phone lines one more time because there's just a unique move of God tonight. And we're going to ask if there are any more prayer requests. There's something special about tonight that we want to take prayer requests because there's something going on in this particular prayer night.
Yes.
So the phone lines are open once again. If there's a real need, a real concern, please bring that to our attention tonight, and we're going to lift you up before the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Lift you up before the throne of grace and believing that God is able to do exceeding above and beyond your situation and your need. And also, finally, if there's anyone else from the New Creation Intercessory Prayer Team, if you are here tonight, please just announce yourself, and we're going to take final prayer requests at this time.
Sister Linda.
God bless Sister Linda. Amen. We thank God for you. We want to see if there's any more prayer requests, but maybe you can probably close us out tonight as we go down from this place. But the phone lines are open. Are there any more prayer requests? Hallelujah. Sister Linda?
Yes.
Yeah, we want you to lift up the city of Elizabeth where our church resides. Pray for our landlord, George Martinez, especially the vacant apartment that he has on the third floor. He asked us to intercede for him that he can get a tenant and meet his needs that he has for him and his property there, and allow God to use you in any other way you see fit tonight.
Hallelujah. Oh,
yes.
God, we thank you, God. God, we praise you, God. Hallelujah, God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, God, for this day, God. We thank you, God, for this is the day that you made, God. We thank you, God, for the rising of the sun, God, and the going down of the same, God. Lord, we thank you, God, hallelujah, for waking us up this morning, God. Hallelujah, God. Lord, we thank you for loving us in spite of us, God. Hallelujah, God. Lord, I thank you, God, for loving me in spite of me, God. Hallelujah. Lord, I ask you to please search me first, God. Hallelujah. God, I come to you humbly, repenting. If I said, done, think, a move in a way that you was not pleased, God. Lord, I ask you to forgive me, God. I ask you to forgive me before I go to prayer, God. I'm asking you, God, to search me, God. Make me new in this prayer, God. Do a new thing in me, in this prayer, God. Hallelujah, God. I will be so ever so grateful, God. I am so ever so grateful to you, God.
Yes.
Oh, God, I love you on today, God. I am one of your servants, God. Hallelujah, God. Lord, I thank you, and I'm magnify your
Thank
name
you.
Today, God. I magnify your name because who you are. I magnify
right.
you, God, because you are the great I am, God. I magnify you, God. Hallelujah, God, because you're God and God alone, God. Hallelujah, God. I thank you, God. Hallelujah, God, for your deliverance, God. I thank you, God, for your setting the people free that's in bondage on tonight, God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, God. I thank you, God, for setting the bonded mind free, God. Hallelujah, God. Have your way in this atmosphere. Have your way on this line, God. Do what you do best, God. Do the miracles that you do, God. Hallelujah, God.
Yes.
Lord, we know that you can make the blind see, God. Lord, I
Come
know
on.
That you can mend the brokenhearted, Father. Lord,
Jesus.
I thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. You can mend a husband and wife, God. Hallelujah, God. Lord, we thank you, God. Hallelujah,
thank you.
God, that you give rest to the unrest, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, have your way, God.
Have your way
in this prayer, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for
thank
what
you.
You're going to do, God, in the city of Elizabeth, God. Hallelujah,
Jesus.
God. Lord,
yes.
we thank you for your angels that's on assignment right now, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, how they're going to heal the lost soul, God. Hallelujah, God.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you that you're healing lost souls on tonight, God. Hallelujah, God. Lord, we bind poverty. Lord, we bind murder, God. Lord, we say, have your
Jesus.
Way, Elizabeth, God.
Yes,
have
Lord.
Your way, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God,
thank
that MCM is open in Elizabeth, God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you that the church door is open, God.
Yes,
Hallelujah,
yes.
God. We thank you that we are your people on assignment, God. Hallelujah,
Jesus.
God. Lord, we are asking you and thanking you, and we are asking and thanking you, Hallelujah, God, for teaching us how to be better intercessors, God. Hallelujah,
yes.
God. Teaching us, God, to be more more like you, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, we want more of you, God. Hallelujah, God. So our life can testify, hallelujah, how great you are, God. Hallelujah, God. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, God, that our church home is in Elizabeth, God. Yes,
yes.
God. Hallelujah, God. Lord, we thank you, God. Hallelujah, God, that you're making it a lighthouse, God. Hallelujah, in a dark place, God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you on tonight, God. We thank you for 87 First Street, God.
Yes,
hallelujah, God. We thank you on tonight, God, and we thank you for our landlord, God. Hallelujah, Jordan Martinez, God, and his
bless
family,
them, Lord.
God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the man of God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God, that have showed himself friend to us, God. Hallelujah, God, that showed himself a brother to us, God. Hallelujah, God, that showed your godly love to us, God. Hallelujah,
yes.
God. Lord, we are asking you to touch his finance right now, God.
Yes,
hallelujah,
Lord.
God. Send a tenant, God. Hallelujah, God. You can send them from the east, west, south, and north, God. Hallelujah, God. A godly tenant, God. Hallelujah, a tenant, God. Send them a tenant. Hallelujah,
Jesus.
God, that want to do the things of you, God. Hallelujah, God, that the man can be blessed, God. Hallelujah, that his family will have no lack, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, we pray for this family, God. We thank you in advance, God, for still healing his daughter on today.
Yes,
hallelujah,
yes.
God. Oh, we thank you, Jesus, God. Nobody like you, God. Nobody move like you, God. Nobody heal like you, God.
Nobody.
Oh, God, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, God, for being the great supplier, God. So we're asking on behalf of the Martez family, God. We're asking, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. And we know that you're a faithful God. I know that you're a provider, God. I know that you're a healer, God. If you did it for me, God, I know you can do it for them, God. Hallelujah, God, because I'm no respectable person, God. Hallelujah, God. You love us all, God. You're just that kind of God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the move. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, God. Right now, we praise you in advance, God. We worship you in advance,
yes.
God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Because we know that all things are working, all things are good with you, God. Hallelujah, God. You have everything, God. Whatever the need, God, you are it, God. Hallelujah, God. So we're praying for no lack in that family. No lack in our church home, God. Hallelujah, God. No lack in my pastor's life, God. Hallelujah, God.
Jesus.
No lack in the church family's life, God.
Yes.
No lack in anyone on this line on today, God. Hallelujah, God. Lord, we look to you for our help, God. We believe in you, God. Hallelujah, God. Yes, God, we thank you, God. Hallelujah, God, that we, hallelujah, God, came out tonight to say we love you, God.
We love you, God.
We love you. We need you, God. We need, hallelujah, the great supplier. We need the great healer, God. We need the great love from you, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, we thank you on tonight, God.
Thank you.
We praise your name, God. We praise your name, God. We praise your name, God. We thank you for the prayers that went before, God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, hallelujah, for the prayers that went up earlier tonight, God. Hallelujah, God. And we believe the report. Hallelujah, God. We believe the report of you, God. Hallelujah, God. We don't believe man's report, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, we thank you. We believe your report on tonight. We believe your report. We believe your report.
Have your way,
God. Have your way. Have your way, God. Have your way, God.
Have your way, God.
Have your way, God.
Have your way, Father. Have your way, Father. Have your way, Father. Have your way on tonight. Hallelujah, God, that Elizabeth will be peace. There will be peace in Elizabeth, God. Hallelujah, God. Peace in the land. Peace in the country, God. Oh, God, just have your way, God. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, we thank you. We love you on tonight, God. We are new creations. We are new creations, God.
Yes, we are.
We are new, God. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah,
God. Hallelujah, God. And we do things new, God. Hallelujah, God. We move forth in you, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the new. We thank you for the new. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for the new, God. Hallelujah, God. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for the new warriors that were built up on this weekend, God. We thank you for the frontliners on this weekend, God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
New warriors on the front line, God. Oh, God, we thank you and we give you the praise and the honor and the glory. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise
you.
We love you. We love you. We need you. We honor you. And we adore you on tonight, God. So when before I end this prayer, I just want to say, have your way, God.
Have your way.
In the lives of your people, God.
Yes.
In the lives of God, your people. Have your way, God, and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We want to honor that.
Area code 973. If that's a final prayer request for tonight, we want to give you that opportunity. Area code 973, was that a hand raise?
Yes, God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. This is Tina. And I want to just ask that we can lift the city of Newark, New Jersey, up in prayer. There will be some people I know who have been shot and killed even on Saturday. We had like 8 shootings in one area, and that's, you know, where people lost their lives. And I have friends who are out there, they're warriors, that's going to the homes and going to the hospital every time this is happening, trying to console the loved ones and trying to understand why this is happening in our city and why is nothing being said. So we can tonight, we can just lift up the people in the city of Newark, because this senseless killing is just happening too much.
Amen, and I thank you for bringing that to this prayer line. I know God is turning that situation around even as you voiced it tonight, because He's just honoring those who humble themselves. And if we pray, He said He'll heal our land.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, even as Sister Tina Lane, Lord, have lifted up the city of Newark in particular, Lord, we pray right now, Lord, for the violence to stop. We pray in the name of Jesus for a spiritual truth, Lord. And we say, have your way in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that the guns and the violence and the anger and, Father God, all the confusion and the strife and, Father God, the activity on our streets in the city of Newark. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, even as the city we live in, something happened tonight where we saw police activity all over the city of Bloomfield. Lord, something's happening. Something's happening in the spiritual realm. Something's happening that's dark and evil. Something's happening, Lord, that's so demonic and so ungodly. And we bind it up in the name of Jesus. Yes, sir, your word says, whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever we loose on earth, it shall be loosed in heaven. And we bind up that evil spirit. We bind up that spirit of violence. We bind up that spirit of murder. We bind up that spirit, Lord, of hurt and suffering. We bind up that spirit, Lord, of anger in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we loose your peace right now over the streets of Newark, the streets of Elizabeth, the streets of Bloomfield. We loose your peace, Lord, in homes where there may be domestic violence. And, Lord, we pray for our politicians. We pray as this debate goes forward tonight that, God, Father God, you would download resolutions and solutions to our leaders of this great country, this nation, these United States of America. We pray right now for our country. We pray for every state. In the name of Jesus, we pray for every city, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we say, Lord, have your way. Your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Your ways are higher than our ways. And right now, we need a Holy Ghost intervention. We need you, Lord, to invade earth. We need right now for your glory to come and turn this culture around. We need the Holy Ghost spiritual God in the name of Jesus to come do a work, Lord, by your power, not by might, not by power, but your word said by your spirit. These young men and young women will stop hurting and killing each other. By your spirit, marriages will last and stay together. By your spirit, children will begin to value and respect their parents and honor education. By your spirit, Lord, you're going to turn this economic crisis around that we're facing in our country. By your spirit, in the name of Jesus, you're going to get your churches and your houses of worship in order. By your spirit, we say have your way tonight. And right now, Lord, as we go down from this place and never from your presence, we thank you, Lord. And we believe by faith tonight that every prayer, every family represented on this prayer line, every extended family member represented on this prayer line, every need, every want on this prayer line, that's according to your will. We believe by faith right now, and we receive it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for rebuking the hand of the devourer. We thank you, Lord. The devil roars around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. We thank you that you keep us protected. We thank you for your hand of provision. We thank you for the hedge that you have put around our lives. And we say, Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we give you honor. And, Lord, we give you thanksgiving tonight. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, have your way. Have your way. Have your way. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we give our cities to you. We give our youth and our young people to you, God. We give our families to you. And we say, Lord, touch us.
Yes.
Have compassion on us tonight.
Yes.
Have pity and mercy and extend your grace down from your throne of grace and come down into this earth realm and turn our circumstances, our negative situations, our troubled lives around in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we give your name praise. Because we know you'll do exceeding and abundantly above all that we could ever think, ask, or imagine. So, Lord, we thank you, and we praise your holy name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. We pray right now in the name of Jesus for the presidential debate tonight as we close out. Lord, Republican candidate Romney, President Barack Obama, Lord, as they debate tonight during that presidential campaign, we thank you, Lord, that you would be right there. We thank you as the world and the nation watch that your spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus, will be present. And right now, we thank you, Lord, for your intervention. We thank you in the name of Jesus that your will be done as far as putting the next president into office. We thank you in the name of Jesus that your will be done as it relates, Lord, to the leader of our country. So, Lord, we say, have your way. Have your way. Have your way. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for those who called in tonight. We go down from this place. Pastor, and I love each and every one of you. New Creation Church family, the prayer intercessory prayer warriors. We thank God for your faithfulness. We believe that heaven is rejoicing. We believe that God is pleased with our effort as far as praying for our world, praying for our families. And Pastor, I thank God for you. And those of you who called in from around the country, we're standing in agreement with you. Call back with those powerful testimonies because we know God is going to do a work in your life. Good night, everyone. Continue to walk by faith and not by sight. We love you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Praise God. Good night. We give you glory, God. Good night,
good
everyone.
Night. Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
God bless.
God bless. Love you guys. Good night.
Good night. Love you too.
All right. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.